This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Hi. We're right here.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world at TWC.ca. Continuing the talk about the Florida Keys, we have with us our regular contributor, correspondent, Midwest Bureau Chief, Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa, and she's sitting in the lobby of the Chica Lodge in Alamorada. Good welcome, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Travel World.
Hi, Stephen. What a beautiful place to be tonight. Walking into this lobby, you are immediately greeted by hundreds and hundreds of poinsettias, and the palm trees are all decorated with Christmas lights, and they just put up the Christmas tree yesterday here in the lobby, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful scene here tonight.
Oh, I wish I was there. I can picture it in my mind. So what got you to visit the lodge? You've been there before.
I have been here several times before. This is one of my favorite places in the entire world. I've been to many islands, and you don't have to travel to Aruba, Jamaica, Bermuda to enjoy just the lush tropical island that you'll find in the Keys here on Isla Mirada, or really any of the Keys. I mean, they're so easy to get to. You can fly into Miami. You can fly into Fort Lauderdale or Key West. Rent a car, and about 2 hours or an hour, you can drive over here. You don't have to have any hassles at an airport, show your passports, and go through all of that. And this destination at Chica Lodge, it's a 27-acre property that is very exclusive, five-star, but also very affordable, especially this time of year. If you come here in September through December, you get amazing value for your dollar. It is an oasis. You do not have to even leave this property. For people who like all-inclusive resorts, there are three restaurants here. You have a 9-hole par 3 golf course designed by Jack Nicklaus, 6 lighted tennis courts, a full spa, a full array of water sports to take advantage of all day long, 2 swimming pools, And you are just, again, in an oasis that you don't even have to leave.
Yeah, why would you want to leave with all those activities going on? Maybe you'd want to maybe go out on a boat or do some fishing, because the Keys are certainly known for their fishing.
Yeah, this is the sport fishing capital of the world. I mean, you can just drive down the street to one of the marinas and hook up with a captain. And we have done this, and you have your choice. You can either go out in the Florida Bay, or you can go deep sea fishing in the ocean. But a lot of people get sick doing that.
Yeah, I somehow think
really
I don't think so. I've done whale watching before, and I can just feel right now the boat going up and down with my stomach with it. So we'll let the brave people do that.
Oh, absolutely. And I had never been fishing, and I have to tell you, I was not really too excited about it. But I decided to go with my friend and my son, and we went out in the Florida Bay with Captain Bob, and he taught me how to fish. I was catching dozens of fish. I couldn't believe it. And you know my son Jake, he even caught a lemon shark and struggled with it for about 45 minutes, 6 foot, and finally was able to get it in. And then the amazing thing is, you know, that the waters here are full of sailfish or wahoo, marlin, snapper, tuna, and you can bring the fish in to one of many of the restaurants here, including here at the Chica Lodge, and they will prepare the fish for you. We brought in probably about 8 snapper because we also practice catch and release, and they wanted to know how we would like it prepared, and we said, how about 3 ways, grilled, blackened, and fried, so we can have a different taste, and they were able to do all of that here for us. And again, there are 3 restaurants, and the main one is the Atlantic's Edge, which is a AAA, 4 Diamond Award rated restaurant. with famous for its local seafood and organically grown local produce as well. They also have an Italian restaurant called Limoncella, and we ate there last night and had veal meatballs, which were just wonderful. And they also have an antipasto bar, which is unusual. And you can choose your Italian meats, prosciuttos, cheeses, mozzarella, or house-marinated vegetables. And that restaurant is more moderately priced. And then on top of that, they have a sushi bar as well. So three different choices. And also an incredible tiki bar, which is just at the end of the dock, which Chica is known for its trademark wooden fishing pier. And at the end of it is this beautiful tiki bar, and you can just sit out there and listen to the seagulls and eat some colossal stone crab claws or the famous Florida pinks, which are the local shrimp, which are absolutely fresh and delicious, and you can't get them anywhere else.
Now, of course, then after all of that, that's why you go to the spa the next day to pamper yourself even more.
Yes, and the spa is unbelievable as well. They offer a multitude of different body treatments. I know your favorite, Stephen, is the warm mud.
More mud, yeah. Warm stones. I've had that too, different places, yes.
Yes, they do the stone massages, and they have an interesting massage here called the signature hot lava shell massage, and it uses polished tiger clam shells, which are heated to provide warmth throughout the massage to invigorate the body's flow of energy. And then, of course, they also have the oceanside tiki massages, where they do the massage right on the water's edge on the Atlantic Ocean. And under in one of their cabanas, and I know we've had those in Hawaii.
In Hawaii, yes. One thing they don't have probably at the Chica Lodge is anpan, so that's uniquely to Hawaii. Yes.
I haven't found any of that here yet. No, but also throughout the day, fitness classes which you can take advantage of, power yoga and Pilates. Cardio classes in the swimming pool, body toning, body sculpting classes, and when you check in here, they give you a full list of the day's activities, and you can choose any of the activities that you would like. Also, right here along the water, they have fishing poles that you can take out onto the dock, and kayaks. And this is the first time I had ever kayaked when I first came here as well. And it's just such the most serene experience because you're just silently gliding along the beach here in the kayak. And they also have paddle boarding. And I'm sure you've seen that where you stand up on a paddle board.
Yes.
And, you know, I thought that you would have to balance yourself and it might be very difficult, but it really... is a lot easier than you would imagine to just paddleboard along the coast. And they have also the little Hobie Cat sailboats and parasailing, sunset cruises, and they will even, you can get private lessons if you'd like for paddleboarding or sailing or snorkeling. And that is absolutely amazing down here in the Keys because this is North America's only living natural coral reef. And, I had never snorkeled before I came here either. You know, living in Iowa, that's not...
No, not one of the things you normally do in Iowa is go snorkeling outside your back door, no.
And I'll tell you, it is the most wonderful experience if you've never done it. And you don't have to be a wonderful swimmer either, because I am not. And you just, when you put your face down in that water and learn to breathe with your snorkel mask on, there's nothing like it. And coming face to face with these beautiful tropical colored fish, swimming all around you.
Oh, sounds beautiful. The Chica Lodge, Isla Morada, Florida Keys, Cynthia Fodor down there for a return visit. We've got around 20 seconds left. Can you wrap it up as to why somebody should go to Chica Lodge?
Well, in my mind, it is one of the most beautiful spots in the United States. You get in the entire island experience that you would find in the Caribbean, just right here in the United States.
You don't have to go far.
Incredible value for your money.
Yeah, the Chica Lodge Value, Florida Keys. Great location, easy to get to. We'll be back in just a moment. Travel World Radio Network.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.